The Blue Mountains Council has put a hold on events for life search for a permanent new home. At its Committee of the Whole meeting on November 27, Council rejected a report from Sao Sean Everett recommending that the town proceed with negotiations with Events for Life, an organization that offers supportive programs and activities to adults with special needs, to use a piece of town-owned property on Peel Street as a potential new permanent home for the organization's facility. If built, the new facility would become the home of Events for Life's programming, which is currently offered at two locations, a local church and a privately owned property. There would not be any residential or housing components to the project. The recommended motion from the SAO did not even advance to the council table for debate as it was not seconded. Deputy Mayor Peter Berdignon, who chaired the meeting in the absence of Mayor Andrea Mitrasovs, had to take the unusual step of moving the resolution after none of the other five councillors would do so. Instead, council passed a resolution to direct staff to go back to the drawing board and examine all possible properties in Thornbury as potential sites for Events for Life. The CAO's report was the hot-button topic on the agenda for the meeting. The gallery in the council chambers was packed with observers, many of whom applauded when speakers supporting Events for Life addressed council. Multiple members of the public expressed support for the concept. Council also received correspondence and public comments concerned about the proposal. The complex status of the Peel Street property complicated the entire matter. The 8-acre property is owned by the town, but is currently the home of the private Cameron Shores Tennis Club. The tennis club had earlier approached council about continuing to use the property in the future. In June, council asked for a staff report about the future of the property with relation to the tennis facility on the land, as the town has money in its budget to build new tennis courts. That report has not come forward yet. In the meantime, Events for Life approached the town in August about acquiring town-owned property for a new home. At the time, council directed staff to work with the organization on possible sites and report back in the future. In his report, Everett suggested the town pursue a municipal capital facility agreement with Events for Life for the property. Under such an agreement, the town would continue to own the land and Events for Life would lease the property from the town for its new facility. The property was identified as the preferred location due to its proximity to Thornbury, the property being large enough to host the size of building planned by Events for Life and the fact that construction would be possible within a 2-year time frame. The sticking point for multiple councillors was the lack of clarity on the future potential recreational uses for the Peel Street land. Throughout the discussion on the report, the property potentially being used for new tennis courts was mentioned by members of council. "There are a number of different interests in this land," said Cown. "Paula Hope. There are other communities that are interested in this land." After the council's vote, Barb Whedon, executive director of Events for Life, expressed disappointment about council's decision. "I do see it as a step back," she said, noting that she understands council's concerns about the potential recreational uses for the property and expressed an interest in collaborating with the town on possible other uses for the property. "That is something we could work together on." Whedon said she is concerned the decision will delay Events for Life's drive to find a new home. "It just pushes back on our process. We know it will take a couple of years to be available for us," she said. Berdignon was frustrated by the vote. "I'm disappointed the first motion didn't go through," he said, after the vote was final. "This is something we need to do as a community." Everett estimated that the subsequent report requested by council would take several months to complete. The SAO noted that council's meeting schedule for the year is drawing to a close and that the process to set the 2024 budget will soon begin. He said he would endeavor to report back to council on the Events for Life matter by the end of the first quarter of 2024. The decision made by council is not final, as it came at a Committee of the Whole meeting. Council will make its final decision at its next council meeting on December 18.